What up, it's your girl Najee. Everybody hates K, but everything's golden. And you're listening to T7M Radio with my man's Mr. Irrelevant. Yeah.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy Danny Myers, and you are tuned in to T7M Radio, Battle Rap's premier radio network.
I'm appalled at the thought that this bitch would play me. Ironic your name is Chad, because you're going to hear that in AD. Crazy.
Little white bitch that give you lock salute. How ironic you promoting that, and her ex-boyfriend, the promoter, is the one who sent you to the hospital.
That shit's a bottom man. Isn't it ironic? A crip that got some crabs.
Get your mug pushed in. Jump or let a slug cook them. Ironic how I'm going to destroy Av, but I love Brooklyn.
Oh, they was calling you Jay-Z Unique. Oh, but you went from Jay-Z to Bleak, and maybe a week. Ironic how them back-to-back losses turned you from a Drake to a Meek.
How ironic. I gotta kill a nigga from out of Queen in the Rain to become that nigga at King of the Dot.
You always over-explain. That shit is overly done. Ain't y'all over it yet? Ironic. The shortest motherfucker's always trying to go over your head.
See you show on the show in front of Shady on the spot and couldn't come off the head.
Ironic, I'm the one that's wavy off the top.
Ironic.
The Culture with Seven Mitchell, Battle Rap Debate Podcast on T7M Radio.
Yo, what's poppin'? Salute. We back and we so lit. Welcome back, y'all, to The Culture on T7M Radio. I'm your host, as always, the Kid Seven Mitchell. Joining me, as always, got the journalist of T7M Radio, Brother Jeff, out in California. Brother, what's popping?
Brother Seven, good evening. Good evening. Once again, we are back Sunday evening, The Culture. It's going to be action-packed tonight. I already know that, brother. How you doing?
Man, I'm good. The show tonight is going to be lit like a Christmas tree. Shit is official tonight. Callers, y'all know what time it is. Call up 347-989-8102. Couple things. Make sure, first of all, if y'all have not done so already, if y'all not in the loop, make sure y'all subscribe to the T7M Radio YouTube channel. We definitely appreciate it. Follow us everywhere on social media. We so fucking lit. Twitter, Facebook, SoundCloud. At T7M Radio, we definitely appreciate the support. Yo, tonight, we got a crazy show, Brother Jeff. We got some professionals on deck. We got some roundtables debate. It's going to get crazy. We chopping it up tonight. We talking Avers, retirement. We got to break down this whole Math Hoffa fiasco with this battle with Show Off. We breaking a lot of shit down. I had a special guest, the girl Matrix from out Texas. We actually going to have to reschedule the interview. So I'm going to have Matrix on tomorrow at 8 o'clock. I'm going to do a special show on The Culture. We're going to have the girl Matrix on. She's going to rock out, chop it up with the kid, talk about female battle raps, Mount Rushmore, as well as, you know, her career and what she's trying to do in this thing that we love called battle rap. But tonight, it's going down. So, again, people, y'all call up 347-989-8102. Joining us tonight, Brother Jeff. I'm calling up in a couple minutes. We got from Forensics TV. We got the homie D from Forensics TV. He's going to be chopping it up, joining us on the round table. We got my guy Rob from Honey Bars Magazine. He's going to be calling up in a couple minutes, chopping it up. We're going to have a nice little round table debate, break this shit down and get our opinions on this whole thing with Verb and this retirement. We definitely got to get y'all opinions and reach out to the streets on that. So this shit going to be crazy, but... Brother, I got to start off with this whole Math Hoffa shit. Did you get a chance to watch Hoffa versus Show Off?
Unfortunately, I couldn't watch all of it. I think I got to the half of the second round, and I couldn't go on with it, brother. I couldn't go on with it.
See, I don't know if all of y'all need to be drug tested or if it's me that needs to be drug tested. Because I seen that same opinion from the streets, like everywhere. Niggas felt like it was a terrible battle. I mean, off of my first watch, it wasn't, you know what I mean, Math's best performance. And I'm not saying that he won, but Math actually had some shit in that battle. And I'm kind of confused on why the streets was making it seem like this nigga had no material. He cut all three rounds short. Like, I'm a little bit confused why y'all couldn't watch that battle.
Not what I expected it to be. I expected it to be closer, and I definitely agree with you. It's not like he didn't have any bars or anything like that. It was just the reception of everything and everything involved. Even though there wasn't a big reception for him, there might have been a little bias in this battle, brother. I hate to say it, but it just might have been a little bias in the battle.
Now, when you go for the bias, Brother Jeff, are you referring to maybe the fans catering to Show Off being?
I might have lost you, brother. You cut off on me, but I think I heard your question. And to answer it, yeah, I'm thinking there's a little biasness towards Show Off. Not that he needs it, because we know he's a beast. But it did kind of look that way in the short time that I did look at it.
Well, on the flip side, you know what I mean, when you talk about biasness, like, what do you think about Math Hoffa and this whole villain angle? Because it seemed like every platform that Hoffa stand on, like, he gets no love. He gets respect to a point, but niggas don't be going for that shit early. You know what I mean? They set this, they raise the bar real high for Math early in these battles. And depending on how he feel, like, sometimes it just seems like Hoffa don't even want to do the shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you have to understand, brother, that this whole thing, this whole persona, whether he wants to accept it or whether he doesn't care, this whole persona starts with Dose. And it ends with Sirius Jones. Maybe he thinks a little differently about it at this time, but you know those things follow you whether you want them to or not. I just think that maybe he thought that those personas would follow him in a positive way, and they may have within a couple of days. But as we can see at this time right now, the persona isn't going too well. And to end what I'm saying, it's not like he's claiming it now. It definitely was that then, but I haven't seen him claiming it as of late. But it's just glued to him, it seems.
Is Math Hoffa a legend in this thing called battle rap, Brother Jeff?
I would say so. I would say so.
Wow. That's what it do.
And
I mean, I have to agree. I'm not going to sit up there and dispute. Now, I know the streets going to debate that all day, all night about Hoffa being a legend.
Right.
I really don't think it's up for debate. We're going to find out in a minute. I'm about to reach out to the streets to take a couple calls. Look like we got New York in the building. Look like Grail is on deck. Grail, what's poppin', G?
You already know T7 and radio. That's what's poppin'.
You already fucking know. Salute, salute.
Yeah.
What's your opinion on Hoffa and Show? And Show, you see the battle, RBE, the bully match.
Hey yo, Brother Jeff voice. Unfortunately, that shit was fucking horrible. That's horrible. Like, let's get into this shit, man. Hey yo, man, I'm tired of seeing Matt Hoffa take L after L after L. You would have thought he got a Vanilla Dutch bastard endorsement or something. Like, the shit is retarded out here. You got 30 by T-Top. And you damn near almost got 30. Like, I couldn't even watch the whole Math Hoffa again show up. Yo, listen, man. It was 2-0. I had to cut the shit off, like, in the second round. Like, but right now, yo, your Math Hoffa is the fucking Bernard Hopkins of battle rap. Let's just get it real. Like, let's be real.
Well, let's get to the bottom line, then. This is really the elephant in the room. This is why I brought this topic of discussion up. I know we're going to talk about A-Verb retiring a little bit later on in the show. But, you know, the biggest question going around social media is the streets feeling like Hoffa need to give it up. What do you think? I mean, you seem a little bit disappointed in the consistency of Hoffa. Do you feel like he need to retire?
I think he need to chill or do something, regroup. He's just not the same. Like, yo, that disaster punch must have did something. I don't know. Like, he hasn't been the same, yo. Like, he's just doing it to do it. Like, He just take it for the bag. He's not doing it like because he cares no more. He's looking like Clips a little bit, like he doesn't care.
What about you, brother Jeff? You think Mav should retire?
You know, about an hour ago, I would have said yes, but at this time, maybe a reinvention is in order. And, you know, we all have done that before. Maybe a reinvention is in order. But, like I said before, with the persona of the bully, that he might not ever be able to shake that. So a reinvention may be out of the question also. But I think if he steps back for a minute, at least give it a try. Step back for a minute, come back strong, let it rip, and see what happens. And if it still persists as it does, then it may be time to let it go.
First of all, Brother Jeff Grell, that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard on this podcast. You guys are talking about Mav Hoffa needs to reinvent himself. I mean, are we too late in the game for reinvention for somebody like Mav Hoffa? Like, both of y'all are bugging the fuck out. That's number one. But I mean, I would not mind Mav taking a timeout. I don't want to see Mav retire because, first of all, I appreciate Hoffa, what he do. Mav is active. Mav is not too Hollywood with these battles. He'll take a young nigga. He'll take a mid-tier. He'll take a top tier if they give him the opportunity. He stay relevant, whether it's positive or negative. He don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? That's the energy that we really don't see that much. We kind of losing it with these young niggas and shit. You know what I mean? It seems like everybody following suit. And some niggas is clearly scared to think outside the box. And you following behind clicks and shit like that. You know, half a cut from a different cloth. And it don't always by the winds. But I don't want to see Hoffa retire. I mean, I would like to see Hoffa take this shit serious. I look at the show-off battle. It just seemed like you had attitude from the gate, you know, from the gun bust. It just didn't seem like he was focused on getting through that battle and every little thing was interrupting him. And, you know, when you see Hoffa do that, display that type of energy, you already know it's not going to be a dope battle for the most part, at least in my opinion. You feel me?
I got to agree. I got to agree, brother. And, I really don't want to say taking battles for that money, like Grill said, but this is also what it's looking like.
Word. Let me go ahead and reach out to the streets. We got a couple special guests we about to lock in real quick. I got to bring the Devil's Advocate on. J.O., what's popping?
Yo, what's shaking?
I need you to toss some sense into Grail and Brother Jeff. What you think about Mav Hoffa? Should he retire or what?
Man, I don't think he should retire, but as far as him getting these matches he would like, those days are over. Like, he don't have any more leverage in negotiations or anything of that sort. Basically, he's powerless, so, you know. If he want to retire because he can't manipulate the battle culture anymore, then go ahead. But he's just a regular guy now.
Oh, so you're going to sit here and call Mav Hoffa a manipulator? That's where we're going with this?
Well, when he had the power to, he was.
Did you get a chance to see the battle versus show off? Like, what was your initial reaction? I know what the streets were saying, but
let me just say this. Show off won the battle, but I felt like Mav won the war.
Talk that shit, J.O.
I felt like Show off left that battle with more holes in him. And it was actually was comic relief. it was so awkward to see bullying, then you hearing all these I guess we call them homophobic bars, I guess, proper term for that. But I don't know, man. I'm going to watch it again, but it was kind of interesting.
That's one thing that fucked me up, and I know a lot of the people out in the streets who about to take some more calls. Again, this is the Culture with 7 Mitchell, T7M Radio callers. Y'all call up 347-989-8102. Press that one button if you want to go on live. We're talking Mav Hoffa. One thing that I didn't like was that angle that he was taking with Show Off with the whole gay shit. Like, I knew it was coming. It was definitely predictable. But he damn near drew that shit out the whole battle. Like, I never seen nobody take an angle for so long. Thought that was crazy. Yeah, he took a. I mean, he was even into the third round with that same shit. I think we also we got the shooter on deck. Shooter, what's popping?
I'm going to bust on my way home. We are not doing this tonight. We're not going to do it.
I need your opinion real quick, because I know you want to talk your shit about A-Verb. We're going to talk about A-Verb in a few minutes. But real quick, though, Shooter, what you think about Mad Pop? Should he retire?
He's dead. He's dead. He doesn't need to retire. He's dead. His body is just moving already. Like him,
wow.
Mad. He needs to go get another scar. Ever since ISIS beat him up, he has nothing to say anymore. Bye, Mad.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yes.
So disrespectful, you hear this, Grail? Niggas don't have no respect for him. Yo, y'all are bugging out.
Man, 40, you just turned pro. You better get out of here.
Well, let me run through this real quick. Let me just ask y'all, all of y'all, simple and plain. I run through individually. Is Mad Hoffa a legend to you, Shooter? I mean, when you look at his overall body of work, negative, positive, the whole shit. Is Mad Hoffa a legend in Battle Rap?
No.
No?
No.
Wow.
This is more than battle rap than math.
It's crazy. What about you, J.O.? What's your thoughts on Mav Hoffa being a legend in this thing?
Yes, I mean, you gotta put him as a legend. I mean, maybe not so much for his production, but just... He left the
impact. The imprint that he leaves on the game, like I said, whether it's the best or the worst, it's undeniable.
Yeah, like he let's just say he's the GOAT bully of all time. Let's just say that. That's right. His lane.
Shit is crazy. What about you, Brother Jeff? What's your opinion? Is Hoffa a legend to you?
Yeah, he left an impact literally. I still agree. He is a legend. I agree with J.O., not from the production, but, you know, my favorite sentence. He is definitely a legend by time served.
Oh, wow. Here we go with the disrespect. But I get it. And that argument, to me, seems more deemable for you to say that about math than to Mook. Because for you to just say Mook only deserves to be on Mount Rushmore because of time served was just totally disrespectful. We're not
understand.
Even going to get into that. We're not going to replay that again. I'm going to let you live tonight, Brother Jeff. You feel me?
I appreciate it, brother.
You know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and bring on one of my special guests, first of all, because we're going to do this roundtable debate on the homie A-Verb's retirement. Joining us in a couple minutes. Like I said, we got the homie D from Forensics TV. I got my guy Rob, journalist of 100 Bars Magazine. We all going to chop it up, talk about A-Verb's retirement, get everybody thoughts and opinions on, you know, if we feel like this thing is valid or not. So let me go ahead and take a quick 30-second timeout. Y'all buckle up. I'll go ahead and get the streets on in a second. We're going to do what we came to do here on T7M Radio. 30 seconds. Do not go nowhere. We lit. You already know.
The Culture with 7 Mitchell. Battle Rap Debate Podcast on T7M Radio every Sunday and Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 347-989-8102, and follow us on social media at T7M Radio.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy Danny Myers, and you are tuned in to T7M Radio, Battle Rap's premier radio network.
Yo, it's the Culture, T7M Radio with 7 Mitchell. Brother Jeff, callers, y'all call up 347-989-8102. Follow us everywhere on social media, T7M Radio. Once again, big shout out to 100 Bars Magazine. Big up to Forensic TV, playing a major part in the media and battle rap, man. Salute to them. About to bring a couple fellas on. Going to do this thing as roundtable debate. Yo, the lines are fucking lit. Yo, A-Verb do this shit every time. Every time we talk about Captain Marketable on the show, Brother Jeff, the lines get lit like Christmas tree lit.
That's just the draw of the culture, brother. I thought you knew that by now.
Word. Let me go ahead and bring on Forensics TV. We got Forensics TV in the building. What's popping?
Yo, salute, my guy. Thanks for having me on, bro.
Oh, man,
I mean?
You already.
fuck with you heavy, bro. You know what I mean? Y'all do your thing, man. And y'all speak the real. So, you know, I fuck with anything that's real. But, yo, can I just backtrack to Mav Hopper real quick?
Talk that shit, no doubt.
Yo, man, like, Mav got to get over disaster, bro. Mav has lines, bro, but he weird had emotion on his shoulder, man. If he could let that shit go, Mav Hopper will be all right, man. And the thing is with Mav, it's motivation. And right now, I wouldn't put Mav Hopper versus any new cats. We in a new era of battle rap. These new fans love these new fools. So Mav Hopper can't take them. Mav will do well against Murder Mook and Loaded Lux, man. And I'm telling the streets, you give Mav Hopper Hollow of the Dawn, and they got some kind of gripe, you're going to see a different Mav Hopper. That's
I can agree with that 150%, D. But it's with me, it's like, first of all, who going to give Hopper those opportunities? What platform going to give it to him? Like, it seemed like he done kind of alienated himself from them type of shots.
You see, this is what Hopper got to do, though. Hopper got to get the confidence back in himself. This is what I be telling MCs. Like, I told Danny Myers, I was like, yo, you was a fool for giving Rex that $12K, bro. You could have took that money, pulled up on Rex block, was like, yo, battle me, I got $12K. Tell your people to put up the money, and let's do it. You know what I mean? Remember how it was going back in the street? Mav Hopper got to, like somebody said, reinvent himself. Mav got to call these niggas bluff. Mav got to put that bag up. Like, yo, Lux, come see me. You know what I mean? 50K's right here, man. Who going to turn down 50? You know what I mean?
That's all
Mav
facts.
He's stuck in a bad place, but Hopper can act, though. You know, anybody check out his web series, The Brooklyn Way?
Right. I definitely did.
Mav
That's
Hopper.
The shit.
Right. Mav Hopper got a lane to act in, so it's not all dead for Mav, but he got to get past disaster and get that emotion off his shoulder, bro. You know what I mean?
You know, it's interesting that you brought that up because, you know, just thinking of things outside of just battles. Like, Hopper is dope when it comes to songwriting, you know what I mean, and making music. So one of my questions I wanted to ask the streets is, you know, if they feel like Hopper should retire, like, what do you see Hopper doing if he kind of fall back? Like, what do you see Hopper getting into next?
I mean, Hopper need to focus on acting for real, man.
Right.
Like, that's what he need to do. He's good at that, man. And, like, yo, it's like a new era of fans, bro. Like, we come from a different era of battle rap, right? But these new niggas don't give a fuck about that Bully Persona era. You know what I mean? They don't care. You know what I mean? Especially when the last thing these new fans seen you getting dropped by disaster. They ain't going to let that go unless you let it go. Because once an MC talk about that in the battle, Mav Hopper get all emotional, man. That's his biggest part, man. That's his biggest thing right there, man.
That's a fact. Grail, what's your opinion on that, Grail? You like to see Hopper do some acting if he fall back from the battle? You think he could pull that off?
I feel like that's what he should do, like, because this battle shit is just, like, it's not clicking, dog. So you have to go with something else. You have to just go with something else, my nigga. When one thing ain't jumping, we get in that other lane, like.
Word.
And another thing, too, I think him, like, you seen the demise of, like, him and T-Rex. Like Hopper and T-Rex, even before the punch, you seen them niggas not caring no more after Lux and Mook really got them bags, bro. You know what I mean? Them niggas like, yo, we did all of this, you know, keeping shit alive, and these niggas come back and they get rewarded. You know what I mean? That played a lot of role in they demise too, man. I'm telling you.
I always felt like publicly putting them numbers out there. Them 20 and 30, I always felt like this shit was going to come back to haunt niggas and haunt the sport overall. I thought it was premature to allow these niggas to get on cam talking that talk. And you definitely might be right because Hopper been there, you know, I ain't going to say from the start, but he is definitely one of them forefathers. And then you see Verb and them getting 20K and all that shit.
Right.
Like, we definitely can feel some way. You right about that. That's
exactly,
all facts.
Man.
Let me go ahead and bring on another special guest for real, one of the journalists from 100 Bars Magazine. This is my guy, Rob. He actually wear many hats, you know, producer-type beats, do a lot of shit, man. Let me go ahead and bring him on, chop it up with us. Rob, what's poppin', G?
Yo, what's good? How you doing, brother? Thanks for having me on.
You already know. Salute. Yes, sir.
But yo, I don't think Mav Hopper should retire. I think what he should do is, you know, start his own shit and build from that. And have a platform where he could do his joint and have upcoming people that's almost ready for the big stage or might be ready for the big stage but didn't go on URL or whatever like that and just do it that way. You know what I mean? Because when you known for hitting people and all that, a lot of people ain't going to fuck with you because of your reputation and what you did and all that. So, you know what I mean? He kind of fucked himself up doing that. So, you know what I mean? He got to start his own joint. But, like, I don't think he's a legend, but I think he's really, really good. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's really, really good, but I don't think he's a legend. He's a pioneer. Like, I would give him, like, pioneer status, but I wouldn't give him a legend status. That's just my personal opinion.
Now, I think well, not to cut you off, D, but you wouldn't put him as a legend because of resume or because of the black eyes he put on the game?
Oh, resume only. Like, I'm not even the side antics don't even bother me. I'm just going by just bars, period, or whatever. Like, he's really good, but
right.
I don't think he's a legend, though. You know what I'm saying? But he's really good.
Like, I'm the one to think like this, man. If we could sit here and say Murder Mook, like, I'm not too high on Mook. If we could sit here and say Murder Mook is a legend, I think Mook is a legend, man. Like, I don't agree with Mook being a legend, but the consensus say Mook is a legend, so I'm just gonna have to eat that.
But just like these new fans, man, you can have one good song and they'll call you the best rapper ever. So it's like you can't go with the logic. You can't go with the logic no more.
Right. But I'm talking about
they burned the word out. Oh, yo, bro, last week I tried to call, but I called too late. But like they were talking about the female battle rap. Whatever, Mount Rushmore. Yeah, my thing is this, like, if you, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm a big fan of battle rap, you know what I'm saying? So I don't want nobody saying I'm hating this, that, and the third or nothing. This is just my personal opinion. It's like, if you got 40 bars on something and you don't put jazz, how can you not do that? I mean, she beat her, like, handily. So if you put her, you have to put jazz. It's like, there's no way around that. Do you agree?
Check this out. We talked about this a little bit before off air. These new niggas need to be drug tested, including some of the panel that's on the show tonight. I'm not holding back no punches. I'm telling you, it's criminal the way the opinion is of these fans, or they don't be thinking. I agree 100%.
Yo, I have jazz on my woman's Rushmore, though. I told them that.
I mean, she can still be there. Like she can still be there if you feel that way, but you got to put her. If you're saying she's up there and somebody did that to her or whatever, the other person got to be up there with a nice resume to go with it. That's
yo,
just me.
You know who I put up there, though, for my first pick? I was like, yo, because, like, in 2000, like, there wasn't really too many female spitters in battle rap. There was this chick named Miss Chocolate on a show with E-Ness and Quest McCody. But I put Baz Bunny in there because she ran through the house on the band.
Babs is a founder, too.
She's the most well-off out of all of them.
Let me ask you this.
She's the most successful out of all of them.
Let me ask you this, J.O., when it comes to the female Mount Rushmore, J.O., who would you put in the slot first, 40 Bars or Official?
Wow.
I wouldn't put Official on there. That's my personal opinion. I mean, she's pretty good, too, but not on Rushmore, not yet.
What about you?
To me, when you put somebody on Mount Rushmore, man, they gotta have like years and years of clear dominance, like a couple months, like a two battle dominance or three battle. That's not enough to put somebody on Rushmore. You gotta give them time. So like
she's been at least 3 years going strong though.
Yeah, you gotta do. I need more time than that. Rushmore. I mean, Rushmore means like. The greatest, so it's like.
So you
got to
be
30 years
in the game.
Not 30 years, but like a nice 4 year run or something like that, or maybe 10 battles in a row. You know, something maybe not 10, but you know something like that, like maybe 7 in a row. Just some time, whatever. Like for right now, I go with top 5, top 10, or like that. But it's too early to go with like a Mount Rushmore right now for me.
Can I say something about the man Rushmore? Could niggas be mad if a nigga got Sirius Jones on his Mount Rushmore?
I don't know about that.
You can't denounce him, though. I like Sirius Jones. I'm a fan. If you put Lux and Mook, that knocks out half right there. And I think you put Disaster in there, and you got Disaster, you got to put Disaster on there.
I think with Sirius Jones, my man, I Need Money was like, yo, check this, like. Now, Sirius Jones back in his prime in the Fight Club and all that, anything on camera, Sirius Jones never lost. And then he came back to the game, and he beat Charlie Clips, bro, 2-1.
I saw that battle, too.
Check this, like, now, like, since he came back, I say Ice beat him, but the rest of his battles is debatable, basically, man. Like, nobody really beat Sirius Jones, man. You know what I mean?
That's a fact.
Yeah, he getting the ring. He'll be playing with people.
But he don't have no impact though. He don't have any impact. He's not box office.
Like Lux is a movie. You know what I mean?
Lux is a movie.
So I can understand why people put Lux up there. But like to my thing with Lux and Mook, they didn't play enough, bro. And Lux ain't got not a road game outside of New York or the tri-state area. Nor do Mook.
Check this out, fellas. Because speaking of box office, this is one of the reasons why I brought all you fellas on tonight. I appreciate y'all coming, calling up, taking time out tonight. I wanted to have a little roundtable debate. Breaking news that came out this week. Captain Marketable, the homie A-Verb, is going to be hanging up the jersey, apparently. I wanted to get y'all opinion to find out if y'all feel like this thing is valid. You know, where do y'all feel like Verb stand at and, you know, moving forward. Brother Jeff, I'm going to start off with you. Give me, in your opinion, Brother Jeff, like one of your biggest memories when it comes to Verb. Like when you think of memories with Verb in your mind, what's one of the things that kind of jump up in your brain, Brother Jeff?
Well, the ultimate memory I have of him is that third round against Hitman. That is undoubtedly the most responsive and well-received third round that I've seen. I definitely like that. Verb and Goods, I think it was the second round about him putting his bishop weave in and anemic, iron low. Those were the two. I don't have a third right now, but those are definitely two. And when he executed those, they were perfect. They were definitely nice.
Word. Rob, do you feel like Verb is the best in the Midwest?
I would say yeah. But to me, like, his downfall came when he lost to K-Shine. He was talking all that shit to him, and then when they actually battled and he got him, like, ever since then, it's like he hasn't been the same.
That was bad. He showed up tonight.
Yeah, he hasn't been the same. And like, now I'm saying, I've been in a couple battle groups, whatever. And you know, you got some trolls, or whatever. People be trolling them or whatever. And now I'm saying he'd be getting mad about it sometimes. Back then or whatever. I don't know about recently, but it's like ever since then he hasn't been the same. It's like to me, if he just let it go, he'd be the same old Verb that was killing people. You know what I'm saying? Some shit just happened, let it go, you'd be high, and then just focus on the new and you'd be good. Be fine.
Right. J.O., give me, J.O., your worst and best performance you've seen A-Verb locking with throughout his career.
Oh, man, his best performance, I'm going to have to say
because I agree with Jeff. Yeah, I agree with Jeff.
I'm going to say Hitman. You said his worst?
Yeah, give me his best and his worst, in your opinion.
His worst got to be Charlie Clips.
Yeah, I agree with that.
The Clips battle?
It got to be his Charlie Clinton battle got to have to be.
Crowd rattled him.
Wow. What about you, Grail? Best and worst battle for A-Verb in your mind?
Best got to be Hitman, or I say SB. Worst.
Okay. Okay.
K-Shine or Charlie Clips.
Now, let me ask y'all fellas, like, and I'll start off with you, D.E., like, what you think drove this whole retirement, if it is real?
he can't get the battles. Like, Verb tired of playing with B talent, man. When you play with B talent, you an A nigga, you start playing with B talent, you, like, start playing on them niggas' level. That's the motivation is gone. A Verb wants Loaded Lux. If A Verb can't get his hands on Loaded Lux, he'll take Murder Mook. But he know those two battles he can't get. You know what I mean? But there's one battle that can bring A-Verb back. I think him and Calico need to go down for Midwest supremacy. You know what I mean? Look at the records.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the records. Calico, man, like, dude Harley lost, bro. A-Verb got 26 1v1 battles. I can't name 10 people that beat him. I can name about 8. I can't name 10 people that beat him, and it's 26. He got 36 1v1 battles, and about 8 to 9 people beat him. I can't name 10. And he had two battles, bro, and they won both of them joints. He's just, the motivation's gone, unless he see Lux. That's who he want to battle.
Uh-huh. If he steps away from the game, honestly, Rob, do you feel like the game is going to be missing something? Will the game have a void if Verb do step away?
I mean, not at the current moment. Because the memory they got of him now isn't going to be too good. But later on, you know what I'm saying, after they forget about what happened, they'll listen then. But, like, unless he go back to the over, nobody's going to really care at the moment. They're going to wait till later because it's a nasty taste. It's like, you know how you've seen one of your favorite athletes do his thing or whatever? It's like, for example, Vince Carter. Remember how he was dunking all the time? And you see him now. He can hardly even do a layup. You know, he looks bad out there. You know what I mean? It's like one of those. But at least in this case, whatever, he can go back to being real good. You know what I'm saying? He has a chance. He just has to care. Yo, but fellas, this been great. My phone about to die. I'm still be tuned in.
Let the people know where they can follow you real quick, man, or what you got going on before you get off the line, man. I want the people to know where they can stay in a loop with you.
Hold on 1 second, brother. Well, everybody can find me on Twitter at The Real Tight Beat. You can email me at tightbeats1@gmail.com for beats, music submissions, and, you know, all types of things like that. And any other music needs and questions, I don't charge anything for any questions or conversations. You need some advice, if I know it, I'll talk to you about it, and I'll show you some love and do anything I can do for you. I'll reach out.
You already know. Rob, I appreciate you, man. 100-fold, you already know what it is, man. Have a great weekend, the rest of the weekend. I'm about to lock into this All-Star game in a minute.
You too. Good looking out, y'all. Great show. I'll still be tuned in, too.
I appreciate that, man. Look forward to having you back on the show. You already know.
All right. Yeah, I'll be back next week. Good luck, brother.
Bet. That's a bet. Peace. Yes, sir.
What you feel about that shit Rock said, if Garbage got him losing, don't even give him no fives at events and all that shit, man. Niggas can't take the truth no more? They have a bad battle?
That shit is crazy, yo. I shake my head. I just shake my head. These niggas leave me speechless at times. You know what I mean? I'm supposed to be in media. I'm supposed to have an opinion. But sometimes, yo, I be having to gather myself when I be hearing the shit that come from these niggas. Because these niggas get confused popularity from being famous. These niggas actually really think they celebrities. They should be bugging me the fuck out. But whatever. Brother Jeff, what was you going to say, fam?
Oh, I was just going to say, speaking of Calico, I didn't catch who brought up Calico, but speaking of Calico and Math, if we all remember, Calico disintegrated Math.
Oh, yeah, he beat Dog
Shit
bad. Uh-huh.
That was disgusting. I thought that was the beginning of, not the beginning of the end for Math, but I'd never seen the crowd turn on Math, and that was a home game for Math.
Yes, that was a home game here, man.
Yes, sir.
He wasn't fucking with her.
Well, real quick, fellas, I'm going to let y'all go because the All-Star game about to be lit, but I do want to get each and everybody's opinion. One last question. Do y'all feel any incomplete mission with Math, with A-Verb? Is there anything that y'all would have liked to see A-Verb do or battle? You feel like a nigga ducked or something of that nature? Any incomplete missions for A-Verb in y'all opinion?
Yeah, Ice. That's it. You need to see it. Wolf. They can close it out.
What?
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Look,
I like that.
Wolf will battle him, too. You know what would be dope? Wolf is about to take that chain, son.
You think so?
A-Verb and Wolf for that chain, man.
Yeah, shout out to Head Ice, man. Harlem.
Yeah, that'll make A-Verb right. That will make him right.
Yes.
That's some good shit. Man, shout out to Forensics TV, bro. I appreciate you, man.
Thank
I
you
definitely
for having
appreciate
me, man.
The love support, man.
You know
let
mean?
These people know where they can follow you, that dope project you got, man. Let them know what's up with you and what you got.
Yo, man. Yo, you just follow me. You just hit me and subscribe to the Forensics TV channel, and I'll be on Twitter a little bit at Babyface Hustler, straight like that, man. Hit me up. You know, I break down battles. I also break it down. I expose the myths in battle rap, man. They're literally talking a lot of bullshit, man. And that's why we here, bro. To get the cancers out, man.
That's facts. That's facts.
Yeah.
That's it, man.
That's all facts, man.
Yo, thanks
you.
For having me, man. The West about
my
to kick
pleasure.
These ass, too.
Oh, it's about to get lit, man. King LeBron James. J.O., who you got tonight? I know you the sportsman at T7M Radio. I always got to give J.O. his props when it comes to the sports shit. He's a genius. Who you got in the All-Star game tonight, J.O.?
Man, I got the East, man. Westbrook is a cancer for the West.
That's all good. Graham,
yo,
who you got,
the East bro? Win, if the East wins, Kyrie Irving going to have like 35, man.
Back.
Who you got, Greg?
Yo, I got the West, man.
Oh, man. Salute to my homie, brother Jeff, man.
I hope Buck is up on Durant, bro. Nah, he can't. He's on the same team.
That's what I can't wait to see how that interaction is going. But salute to everybody
yo,
for calling up, man. What happened?
Durant, you see Westbrook or alley-oop, man. This is crazy right now.
Oh, it's they probably lit right now. Oh man!
Yo,
all right, well y'all know what it is.
Fellas,
salute, and it's Seven Mitchell with the culture T7M Radio. We lit every Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern. See y'all next week. Y'all stay safe until then. Follow us everywhere on social media, man. We out of here. Y'all be good.
Yeah.
The culture with Seven Mitchell Battle Rap Debate Podcast on T7M Radio every Sunday and Wednesday. At 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 347-989-8102. And follow us on social media at T7M Radio.